are no special effects on this podcast. There's nothing fancy at all. It's very basic and there's nothing really special at all. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. It is me. Yeah, boy. Stu McAllister with me, as always, are the dogs. I got Wean Dog at the end of the couch. Sadie Dog wandered into the kitchen. No idea where the cats are. They are probably, more than likely, with great possibility, shitting on my bed. How was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh my God. Oh my God! My God! I hope it was. Why? Because today is Monday, April 22nd, 2020. Quattro. Hopefully it was a good day at work, good day at school, good day doing whatever the fuck you do on a motherfucking Monday. If it wasn't good, have a beer, go to bed, wake up. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. I can't have a beer. I mean, I can, but I can't because I got to get up fucking at the ass crack dawn, 4 o'clock. It's too fucking early for me to crack open a beer and then have to get up so fucking early. If you're new to the podcast, I'm Stu McAllister. I'm the host. I was a comedian for a long time. I've done other shit. And I make mistakes, and the mistake I make is currently working for your West Michigan Whitecaps, single-A baseball team for the Detroit Tigers. And I specifically for the Whitecaps, I sell Dippin' Dot ice cream, and I travel all over the great state of Michigan selling Dippin' Dots. Last week, the Whitecaps had purchased a territory in Ohio, and they also own the territory in Indiana. So they're fucked down there. They're fucked because they have one driver. Why? Because they are fucking inept, and I don't know if they're going to get any better. Wean, what are you doing? Wean is climbing the mountain of blankets that I have. Get off of that blanket. So I had to go to Ohio last week. I went to Ohio and I went into Indiana and I was staring across the river from Kentucky. I did a lot of driving last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I apologize to the listeners who don't subscribe to the Patreon, but do listen to the freebie. That's why there was no freebie on Thursday. Cause it was a long ass day. It was just a 3 long ass days of shit. Dealing with shit, dealing with dummies. Today was a long day, 13-hour day. I had to go to Ohio, but that's a spot we normally service in Ohio. I also worked on Saturday. So what I did Saturday, I knew I was going to do the Detroit-Ohio route today. So we have a tablet that we download the routes on it, so we have it. So I downloaded the route on Saturday, and I did the one-off that I did off the tablet. So there we go. So I had it all set. I knew when I came in this morning, it would be good to go. I looked at it. I knew what I was doing, this, that, whatever, right? So I go in, and I get there at 6 o'clock, and Kylie, who my coworker, for whatever reason, she came in early. And so she got there before me. Whatever. Cares. Picked up the tablet. My route was on it. I'm good to go. I go and I leave. And then I realize something, everybody. This is not the tablet that I had downloaded the route on. It's a different fucking tablet. So I'm very confused. I'm perplexed. And it has her name on it. Because you can grab any tablet you want. And then you just can put your name on it. So none of this is making any sense to me. But then I quickly realized that the charger that would have gone for this tablet is incorrect. So my boss Todd, he calls me like a half hour after I left and he explains to me, Kylie, who I should now call Cunty, Her new name is now Cunty. This dumb bitch. For whatever reason, she grabbed the tablet I had. She took it. And even though she knew she was doing the Bay City route, and I know a lot of you don't understand Michigan, the geography of Michigan. Bay City's kind of up near Saginaw, right? It is nowhere near Detroit. She took the tablet, saw that a route was downloaded on it. I don't know, for whatever reason, in her dumb fucking stupid brain, thought it was her route. And she goes to start to do the route. The first stop on the route is in Dearborn. That is nowhere near anything that she is supposed to do. And so I'm telling Todd, I'm like, how does she not know? She's been doing this job over a year, everybody. It's probably been close to like a year and a half. How does she not know? If she were to look through the route, because you can see the entire route, it'd be like, oh, Dearborn, Flat Rock. Oh, I'm going into Ohio, Temperance, Michigan. None of that shit is near Bay City. So Todd figured it out, and he, what he did is he downloaded the route, the Bay City route for her, screenshotted her, and then she was doing stuff off route, and then somehow he managed to download the route to the tablet that I was using remotely. I don't know how the fuck he did it, but he did it. And I'm just like, what a fucking dumb bitch. She's just a dumb fucking bitch. I don't care that she makes mistakes. Make all the mistakes you want, you dumb bitch. You need to be the one to clean it up. However, over the past 2 weeks, she has fucked with the tablets on two separate occasions. And in the process, she fucks me. The other time she took my fucking printer with her tablet, and they don't work like that. You have a printer and a tablet, and they go together. You can't fucking swap. And then so today she took mine. I'm like, you fucking dumb bitch. I told her, you need to fucking pay attention in the morning. Just look and see. They're all numbered. One and one go together. Two and two go together. Three and three go together. This dumb fucking bitch can't fucking do it. I've told you guys. She's actually left to go do the work without a tablet. Other than driving the van, the tablet is the only thing you need, you dumb, stupid slut. Fuck, she's so dumb. And so then when I get back today, she parked her van in the warehouse. Now, there were still two of us out. And what you need to do, and I've told everybody this, if you get back, fill up your van, and if there's still people coming back, you park your van outside. Only two vans can be parked inside at one time. There's not enough space. You just fucking, you fill it up, it's easier to do it inside than you go park outside. It's fucking simple. It's easy to do. And to be perfectly honest, everybody, I don't do that because I'm always the last person back. Fuck. And so there's nothing worse than having to fucking fight your way around a goddamn van because someone's a dumb, selfish, stupid slut. Now, Cunty, because I sent out a text to everybody, I was like, hey, if there's still two people out, park your van outside. And she goes, oh, the inverter was going off, and that's why I parked inside. Her logic is dumb. Because all she did is plugged her van inside. You can plug your van outside. Jesus fucking Christ, you're dumb as shit. This is a girl. Cunty is a girl who told me that she graduated college when she was 19. No fucking way. No fucking way. I'm finding it hard to believe that she graduated high school. She's so fucking dumb. You know how some people are like book smart and there's some people who are like street smart? She is book dumb and street dumb. There is nothing bright about this girl in any kind of fucking way. And I feel bad about saying it, but she's never given me an opportunity to go, oh, this girl works hard. This girl is smart. This girl takes initiative. None of that. None of it. And it just, it, again, everybody, go be stupid. Be stupid all you fucking want. But when you're stupid and it affects other people, fuck you. Fuck you, cunty. You stupid fucking cunty. So, you know, it's just a long-ass fucking day. And you just don't want to deal with dumb shit. So I told Todd, I told him, I said, I'm stealing a tablet. I'm stealing a tablet. I don't give a fuck. This tablet is now mine. Everybody can go fuck themselves. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm stealing a goddamn tablet. I'm making it mine. Everybody else can lick my dick and suck my balls. I don't care. And ultimately, that's what should have happened to begin with. They brought up five tablets. They bought five tablets. Everybody should have been assigned a tablet. You get fucking 1, 2, 3, 4. There you go. There's four drivers. Everybody gets a fucking tablet. That's your tablet. You break it, go fuck yourself. You lose it, go fuck yourself, right? So. And then when I get back, somehow I beat old man Curtis back. I don't know how. I fucking had a route of fucking 20 stops ending in like fucking Ohio. And somehow I beat the old man back. He had like 6 stops. I don't know how the fuck I beat him back, but I did. And so because he's an old man, I help him fill up his fucking van because he'll still be there now. It's been over an hour since I left work, and I know he would still be there now if I had not helped him. He's slow AF, and he's going up to do the UP tomorrow, and he's bitching and whining and complaining. He loves it. I fucking hate that route. He loves it. Have at it. He loves being up in the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's God's country. I always say, when they say God's country, they forgot the word forsaken in between. I fucking hate the UP. It's nice to look at for about 15 minutes, and then I'm like, well, that's about it. I've seen it all. Let's get out of here. Just, it's fucking wilderness. It's deer and ticks and meth heads and child molesters. Let's get the fuck out of here. There's nothing redeeming about the UP. Let's give it back to Wisconsin. Wisconsin, you fucking take this shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. So tomorrow I'm doing the Jackson route, which is normally a pretty decent route. It's an easy route, but they added all the fucking campgrounds, which I completely understand why they did, but none of the campgrounds are going to be open. I called a lot of them when I got back to the warehouse. I downloaded the route. Hopefully I get into work before Kylie tomorrow. She won't take my fucking tablet. And I called them. I was like, I'm doing the route tomorrow. If you need dots, let me know. Because it's a long-ass fucking day, and I don't need to be any fucking longer than it fucking is. Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, if you're new to the podcast, this is pretty much what I do. I rant. I swear. I love it. I love it. Ah, fuck. What did I do? I didn't do shit today. I try to listen to stuff, pay attention to stuff. The other thing I learned today is Zach Wilson, the quarterback for the New York Jets, got traded to the Denver Broncos essentially for like used car parts. Fucking, I think a 6-round draft pick. I think it was the Jets traded Zach Wilson and a 7th-round pick to the Broncos for like a 6-round pick. Fuck him. Ugh. God damn. He is such an awful quarterback. Such an awful quarterback. I know none of you fucking care. But it would be interesting to see what happens. Now, I'm not sure who's the backup for Aaron Rodgers in New York right now. Is it Tyrod Taylor? Is that who it is? I think that's who it is. Crazy. Hell. All right. This podcast is going to be short because I'm tired AF. Tired AF. AF. As fuck. Who came up with that? He was like, you know what? I am tired as fuck. AF. What was that? AF. What does that stand for? As fuck. Oh my God, that's genius. You just fucking, you took, and you made an acronym out of it. AF, as fuck. Yep, sure did, and I'm a genius. I saw this article here about a diver in South Carolina. He apparently got attacked by an alligator. How fucking scary must that be to get attacked by an alligator? Alligators are large creatures. They weigh like 500 pounds. They got a lot of teeth. Their brain is like the size of a walnut. They're fucking powered by adrenaline and aggression. That's a goddamn alligator. They are angry AF. The A stands for alligator, and the F stands for fuck. They're angry alligator fuck. So this guy's down there. He's diving. Apparently he's diving for shark teeth. What a weird fucking thing, right? So he's down there. His name is Will Georgitis. What a strange name, Will. This alligator saw him and was like, oh, hey, a snack. And grabbed him. And then good old Will, he had a screwdriver in his hand because that's what he used to fucking get the shark teeth off the riverbed. And apparently he stabbed the alligator. And you know what happens when you stab an alligator? The alligator gets angry AF. Angry alligator fuck. So it's chomped on this guy, on his arm. And it takes him under the water. It took him approximately 50 feet down into the river. Now, I don't know how long an alligator can stay underwater, but I'm sure it's longer than a human being can. So this guy, Will, he's like losing his fucking mind. He's like, oh my God, I'm gonna fucking die because this alligator is angry AF. I need to get the hell out of here. So what he did is he put his feet against the fucking alligator. And he said, not today! And he pushed off the alligator. And ultimately what happened is it ripped his arm off. Because he was like, well, it's either going to be my arm or my life. I guess I'm going to assume I'd rather live with one arm than die with both arms. So the fucking gator, the gator got a little snack. The gator got an hors d'oeuvre. So he got out of there. It says here he frantically swam to a friend's waiting boat and was taken ashore in the hospital. What kind of friend was this guy that he's not trying to fucking beat the shit out of the alligator? I'm assuming it's South Carolina. I'm assuming all these fucks have a gun. Why isn't he just shooting randomly into the water? Right? You can't see shit, so you might as well just shoot. Maybe you'll get lucky and hit the gator, right? Where was a good guy with a gun? There never is. So this guy, his arm was broken and needed a ton of staples to close up the wound from the alligator's teeth. There's going to be a ton of surgeries over the next 6 months. Pretty much there you go. Let's see. South Carolina has approximately 100,000 alligators, which are federally protected. And they have strict rules about how they can be removed or killed. I don't know. You kill it with a fucking gun. He just ate my fucking arm. Can I kill this bitch? It says here attacks are rare and usually take place on land when alligators attack pets or someone falls into a pond. Fucking, how do you fall into a pond? What are you fucking drunk? I don't think I've ever fallen into a pond before. Jesus Christ. You fucking loser. This makes me never want to go to South Carolina, though. Or at least never get in the goddamn water. Hey, you see that water over there? Yeah, you want to go in it? Okay, sure. Oh, just so you know, there's alligators in it, and they are angry AF. Well, then, why didn't you start with that? I don't want to go in it now. Not if there's angry AF gators. Fuck that shit. Gators can lick my dick and suck my balls. I'm out. All right, I'm going to have none of this. Oh, I should tell you, I did a podcast a while ago, and the guys who do the podcast, they do it differently than I do. I do a podcast, and then when I'm done doing the podcast, within 10 minutes, I have uploaded the podcast. Why? Because I don't give a shit. These guys, they actually edit the podcast. They put some time and energy into it. I was on this pod, and they do seasons. So this is season number 2, I think. But the name of the podcast is called Blunts Upon a Time. And I was a guest on this podcast. And what they do is they talk about fairy tales while smoking weed. Weed, man. So it is up now. I did the podcast at least a month or so ago. Probably longer. It was probably back in February, I think. But it's called Blunts Upon a Time. So go look on your favorite podcast platform, wherever you're listening to this podcast. You could probably find that podcast, Blunts Upon a Time. Now, there's three hosts. So it was me and three dudes. And we talk about, this was a real random fairy tale. You would probably not know it. I did not know it. We play some games. It's relatively interesting. I did have one listener notify me and tell me about it. And he was like, I don't know if this podcast is for me. It is. I don't want to say it's niche. I mean, I suppose it is. If you like weed, you might like it. No, I did not smoke weed. I'm not a weed guy. That's not my thing. They did. All three of those dudes were getting high as fuck. But if you like weed, man, and you like fairy tales, give it a shot. Blunts Upon a Time. Anyway, all right, enough plugging them. I don't know if they plug my podcast. Jesus, plug my podcast, you fucks. Plug it to your 6 listeners. I got a birthday card from listener Scott from PA. How nice is that? My birthday was on Friday, and he sent me a birthday card. That's super nice of him. In it, though, it's funny, because every now and then, Scott's one of the guys. There are a couple of you out there who send me links to stories and things to talk about, and Scott's one of those guys, and I always appreciate it. I don't always get to everything that everybody sends me, to be perfectly honest. It's because I usually forget. I forget that somebody sent me something, and then it's always like when the podcast is over, I'm like, ah, fuck, I forgot they sent me something. So he sent me, I don't know if he necessarily wanted me to read this on the podcast, but I'm going to, because it's nothing super big. He sent me some like Dear Abbeys and stuff like that. So he's like, oh, I want to do a deer stew. You know, sending me questions on like, what should I do? If you're new to the podcast, you've never heard me do a Dear Abby, I take the advice columnist letters, and I don't know anything about the letter. I just see the headline. It caught my eye. And so then I read the letter to Dear Abby, and then I give my response. And then I read Dear Abby's response. And a good portion of the time, we're very different. But so he wanted to do a deer stew. I used to do an advice column for a website many years ago. It was clearly meant to be done with a hint of humor. I enjoyed doing it, but after a while, I was doing it for free, and after a while, I'm like, I gotta stop doing this. So, but all right, let's do this. Dear Stu, my 13-year-old daughter picked up the mother of all swear words, cunt. Hey, how strange is that? I got a coworker named Cunty. She was using that and variations of it, i.e. Cunty. Oh my God, maybe she was just talking about my coworker. I tried telling her that's a nasty word, but she laughed it off. I know she swears. Do I let it go or do I encourage it? Kids are great, especially teenage girls. All right. Now, Scott from PA, right off the bat, I feel bad for you, man. I can't imagine being a single dad with a teenage daughter. How do you deal with that? Does she respect you? Hopefully she does. If she doesn't respect you, show her the back of your hand. At least she'll respect that. Or buy yourself some brass knuckles. This is a lesson that she's going to need to learn on her own. Okay. Kids all love to swear. They all think it's funny. They all think it's adult. Like, I'm a grown up. I'm swearing. I'm saying cunt. But whatever. Right. There's not a whole lot you can do, right? It's kind of one of those things where you'd be like, hey, I don't want you swearing, and you can make it so they're not swearing around you. But you know when you leave the room, they're like, ah, fuck that bitch, that stupid slut, cunt, fuck, I hate her guts, that whore, whatever, right? They're just doing it. But eventually there's going to be a point in her life where she's going to say something in front of the wrong person. And that person's either going to tune her up. I love that expression. Going to tune them up. Or, like, they're going to be in front of somebody with authority, like a teacher. Or maybe down the line, an employer. And then it's going to be Shitsville, right? You can't swear or say shit in front of a teacher. God, I can't remember if I ever swore in front of a teacher. I would have been afraid to back in the day. I didn't really ever swear in front of my parents either. My parents were not down with that. So, Scott, yeah, I mean, do what you can to let her know that's inappropriate. You've done what you could. She's 13? She's a teenager? She's at least 13. So you did what you could. But that's, to be perfectly honest, it's not enough. It's not enough, but you did what you could, and that's all you can do. And then she's gonna have to learn. If she calls somebody a cunt in the wrong way, they might fucking slam her around, and then she'll be like, "Oh fuck, I can't say cunt in front of everybody." Well, shit. Well, fuck me, and fuck my dad. Well, there you go. Does that help you in any way? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I don't have any more fucking solid advice to give you. All right, that's it. I got to go to bed. I got to get up at like 4 in the fucking morning. I'm tired as shit. If you guys can do me a solid, do a couple things. First off, go like the Facebook page. Go like the Twitter page. That's where you will hear clips of the day sent in by listener Jason. Listener Jason listens to this podcast. He finds something a little funny and he sends me a little clip and I post it. Simple as that. So please do that. Elemental Podcast, Facebook, Twitter. Please consider subscribing to the Patreon. The Patreon is a paywall. $5 a month gets you more podcasting. That's it. Is it better? No. Is it more? Yes. So if you like this podcast, you'll probably like that podcast because it's the same, just more. So you get the freebies on Mondays and Thursdays. You get the Patreon all the other days of the week. So 5 more episodes a week, hopefully. I try not to miss, but last week was brutal. So go to patreon.com, search Elemental Podcasts, you find it, $5 a month. Just do like 1 month. Just do 1 month, and then if you like it, stick around. If you don't like it, get the fuck out. That's fine. I'm totally fine with it. I totally get it. Please rate, review, subscribe if you like the podcast. That'd be great. And then do the seven things. If you don't know what they are, I'm going to tell you what they are. First off, I want you to go to Instagram, and I want you to check out Bear Boards and Tables. Bear like a grizzly. Bear Boards and Tables. And that's my buddy Mark. He makes a lot of cool things out of wood. Wood. He makes keychains and cutting boards, all sorts of shit. He made some really cool things that we did a silent auction at the 1,000th live episode of the Patreon. And we raised money for Fake and Friends. We raised a lot of money for him. And a good portion of that was because of what he submitted, what he donated. So it was great. So please do that. Bear Boards and Tables on Instagram. You'll find a link to his Macari store. Go buy some shit from him, please. Then we got Matt Harper Art on TikTok and Instagram. Matt's not currently selling anything, but he does have a comedy show coming up on Saturday, May 4th. It's like 2 weeks away. It'll be down in Hastings, Michigan at the Waldorf. Michael Jeter and Tim Locke are the comedians. And if you go to brownpapertickets.com, you'll find a link. $15. Is that money well spent? Fuck yeah, it is. Fuck yeah. So go check that out. Again, Saturday, May 4th, Hastings, Michigan, Waldorf Brew Pub. And it's if you go to brownpapertickets.com, you will find it at the Wally's Brew Pub. So please do that. Then head over to Facebook. Check out the Sunday Slaw. That's Adam and 70 House. They eat a lot of coleslaw. They do Facebook Live videos of themselves eating coleslaw. And they tell you if it's good or not. So go check that out. And then they do a podcast as well. The Forced Entry Podcast. Episodes come out on Tuesdays over on Spotify. It's a relatable podcast because they talk about marriage and parenting. Maybe Scott from PA, maybe you should have asked Adam and 70 what they should do. I think they got a girl. I'm not sure how old the girl is. I think she's a little older than 13. 15? I'm not sure. But yeah, so it's a very relatable podcast. So go check it out, the Forced and Entry Podcast on Spotify. Now, Adam was trying to help me out with jobs because he heard me complain a lot about my job though this weekend. And he said, "Hey, man, you want to get a teaching certificate and be a substitute teacher?" I'm like, "No, man, I hate people." And he's like, "Hey, man, there's another job where you can go be a truck driver." And I'm like, "Fuck, I don't know. Do I want to be a truck driver?" And ultimately, the answer is probably not. Do I want to get my CDL? I probably should, but fucking Jesus. I don't know. Fucking Jesus. But go listen to their podcast, the Forest Entry Podcast. Check out West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. It's a place where you can buy cards, trade cards, sell cards, show off your cards. A guy recently gave me a whole bunch of cards. Most of them, to be honest, I told him as much, are shit. They're junk cards. But please join the group. You don't need to live in West Michigan. The only thing you need to do is answer the four questions and you're in. So please do that. Check out Extra Levels Gaming. It is a video game store in Holt, Michigan. Holt, Michigan, near Lansing. I drove past it. I should have stopped in. I drove past it. It's a nice little video game shop. It's the small guy. So support the small guy, right? If you're a gamer or know a gamer, support the small guy. Check out their Facebook page, Extra Levels Gaming. And then last but not least, we got Magic JBM. That's my buddy John Midgley. He is a magician. He is an artiste. He is a swell fella. So go check out. Do you guys hear Larry crying? My cat Larry is crying. If you check out his page, you will get all of your magic needs met. So please do all of those things too. You guys are great. I love you. I am done. I will see you guys tomorrow for a Patreon. Oh, Jesus Christ. Or I will see you guys on Thursday for the next freebie. You guys are great. I love you. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. Okay, bye.